The administration of the U.S. president has announced that it will terminate temporary protections for Honduran immigrants living in the United States. The U.S. government saying that the conditions that justify protective status for Honduran immigrants no longer exist. The plan, which would leave some 57,000 people vulnerable to deportation, gives Honduran immigrants 20 months to return to their home country. The Honduran ambassador to the U.S. has said that his country cannot handle the deportation of the immigrants. Hondurans were granted temporary protection status by the U.S. in 1999 following a devastating hurricane. Meanwhile, a group of immigrants has gathered to denounce the new U.S. policy.
This is a dark and terrible day for America. More than a quarter million people living in the U.S., some for decades, have been stripped of their legal immigration status by the Trump administration.
The immigrants called for unified efforts to fight termination of the temporary protective status program. Since last year, the Trump administration has scrapped protections for citizens of several countries in a bid to fight both legal and illegal immigration. Introduced in 1990, the TPS gave refuge to about 500,000 people from 10 countries crippled by natural disasters and war. Now, political commentator Ian Williams believes that the U.S. immigration policy is part of a bigger Republican plan to keep non-whites off the electoral roll.
We can never discount the what in England is called the cephalological implications of this. If you look at the Republican strategy over the last 20 years, it has been to ostentatiously drive non-whites off the voting rolls, to make it difficult for them to vote, to concentrate them in gerrymandered constituencies where their vote will have less effect. So, I mean, you have to give the Republican Party some credit. They've been almost Bolshevik in their long-term planning. They know what they want, and it's an integrated package, and the immigration package is part of it. It diminishes the potential future voting rolls, and at the same time, it rallies the white hardcore voters even now. The refugees are an easy target, it seems. We've seen what's happened in Britain with the revelations that the government is making a hostile policy, hostile environment. And this is what Donald Trump is doing for people who've been here for many years.